podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
I know you're going to chat about something. I know you love it when I do this. I just got a question about that song. Because I've been thinking about it. And there's a section in it where she says she's drinking Jack all by herself. And so I just want to ask you, is she talking about Jack Daniels or is she talking about drinking nothing?
What do you mean?
Like she's drinking Jack by herself.
What do you mean? I don't
drinking Jack all by myself.
Oh, Jack like as in Jack all.
Like Jack all. Yes, Jack all.
Well, let's see.
Another way to say it.
Let's see if we can pick up the tone. Hang on, I'll find it. Hang on. All right, let's see if this is it.
Drinking Jack all by myself. Is she drinking nothing by herself? Like I've got Jack here. So I'm just drinking nothing.
I'm drinking Jack all by myself.
Yeah.
Where's the comma?
Drinking Jack all by myself. Or is it she's drinking Jack Daniels by herself?
All by herself.
Yes. What do you think it is?
I think we got to go to the lyrics. Can you bring up the lyrics?
She's in Texas lyrics.
Ella Langley is her name.
Yeah. So she says, it doesn't take a crystal ball to see. A cowboy always finds a way to leave. Drinking Jack all by myself, but Jack is in a capital. So it's a capital J.
Ah, so that would infer that it's Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Drinking Jack all by myself. He's choosing Texas, I can tell.
Well, I think she needs to specify because I think as far as country songs go, I mean, it would make sense if she's drinking nothing by myself.
Yeah.
Like, how peed off could you be?
I'm
at home.
Staring
I go
at the
to
wall.
The cupboard.
Yeah.
And there's Jack here. Right?
Yeah.
But it is also very country to drink Jack Daniels by yourself.
Yeah. Still the...
And then choose Texas?
Or Tennessee. I'm very confused by the song. I'm not sure which one she wants.
What
do you want from me? Do you want me to choose Tennessee or Texas?
Mate, I don't understand. I'm just talking Jack.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Amazing discovery on the beach in Janjuk. Big tooth.
Big old tooth.
Big old snaggle tooth.
And the thing is, a lot of people have different life missions, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Some people want to go to Europe once in their life.
Some people want to go to Disneyland.
Maybe they want to go and run an ultra marathon.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy wanted to find, he's had a lifelong mission to find a prehistoric shark tooth. It's niche.
It's super niche.
But it's worked out. Let's welcome him right now. It's Mark Raidmead from Janjuk. How are you, Mark?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Now, how are you feeling like what's next for Mark?
Where does it go? You
fulfilled this life goal of finding a prehistoric tooth.
Well, look, guys, you know what it's like, the old Chinese whispers, how they start.
Yeah.
I know that we've, I think the original story I told was, me and my young son, we've gone on a few missions. Find the old elusive megalodon tooth.
And
that's turned into what it is, but nonetheless, like absolutely stoked. Like I couldn't sort of, I knew exactly what I was looking at. Well, not exactly what I was looking at, but I knew there was something incredibly old. And sort of picked it up and it was full on. Like to be honest, when I picked it up, I had this huge grin on my face because I just thought I was being stitched up by someone.
Oh.
Someone had placed it there and I was thinking, geez, that's a good-looking Temu knockoff.
Yeah. someone of, knows you go down there and they're like, this'll do, Mark.
Yeah.
We'll get him
good. Yeah, it was crazy. And so I was like looking around, going, hang on, where's, I think it was one of my mates or something, but no, is it, when I picked it up, I've gone, hang on, that's real. Like, and you just sort of tell straight away by looking at it. It was, pretty surreal. Pretty surreal find.
It's 25 million years old. And it's... So it's an extinct species. And, I mean, to look at it, it looks in quite good condition.
Yeah, well, that's like... And that's, I guess, like, just seeing the enamel on it and just that that's what teeth sort of have on them. It was like... And the... I remember a few years ago, I found what I thought was a sort of found some whale vertebra.
Oh.
So I messaged, this local fossil expert, Yestin Griffiths, and he said, "Nah, it's just a bit of limestone rock." So keep looking. The bones are those dark coloured bones, and I sort of just put two and two together. And he was the first guy I messaged actually the other day when I found it, and he put it to a few other friends and or colleagues, and they all sort of collectively decided that it was a Otodus augustodon. I didn't say that right.
I didn't either. The other day.
Do you reckon when he heard from you again, you were like, this guy again?
Exactly.
You got him a ripper, mate. You actually found something. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Is there a bunch of that stuff down there? Is that why did you pick Juck to go looking for it?
Well, I've always lived down this way, and I have known that there has been a few semi-recent discoveries in the last, 10 years or so, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe 20 years now. It's getting on a bit. But the whole area, Mum and Dad are both teachers, and when they went to Teachers College, they had to go down to Janjuk Beach to look for fossils. And,
right.
There's some pretty incredible... I've always sort of been fascinated by just the flora that's been embedded into some of the rocks around the place. Like you pick up a rock and see a little perfect fossilized shell, and it's like, gee, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That must be pretty old.
Yeah.
Now,
As
far as I'm aware, museums are quite good at letting people keep, artifacts and things like that. But sometimes they say, no, we're stealing that and we're taking it for ourselves. Do you get to keep this one, or does it have to go to a museum? Because it is 25 million years old.
Yeah, actually, now that you say that, I can't remember where I left it. So I might have been.
Yes.
You're terrible.
I'd be more than happy to, if there's some really interest, if people are interested in it, more than happy for them to reach out or whatever. And, it's like one of those things, you don't come across it very often, but... there's people that might spend their whole lives sort of looking, even though it's been it's been put out there that I've spent it my life looking for one. I've definitely been on a few missions looking for one.
Lifelong dream, mate. Lifelong dream.
Hey, nothing in the paper. Red.
Nothing in the paper is ever exaggerated, mate. It's all.
No, never.
Word for word. Hey, idea, right? You could give it to the museum before we let you go. You could give it to the museum, or you could just roll around Jack Torquay with a sick shark tooth necklace.
Yeah.
Have that around your neck, brother. No one would be able to compete.
Yeah, I reckon I'll be the coolest in the water.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You charge $5 for people to touch it as well. There you go. Then you can make some money.
Hang on. Yep. Someone suggested I start a Only Fossils page. I like that one.
Is this a bone?
Yeah. Oh, God. All right.
Yeah, way above that scientist pay grade, that's for sure. All right, mate. Good on you for finding it.
Awesome.
Good luck with finding another dream in life after this.
Yes.
But thank you so much for having a chat to us today.
Cheers, guys.
Catch you for a beer sometime.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now, in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Sometimes a song, it just lingers, stuck in your head, word for word, killing me softly with kids' songs, killing me softly with shit kids' songs, ruin my Spotify algorithm, killing me softly with this song.
Sorry.
Gotta wait for the sitar, mate. Gotta let the sitar do its thing.
It's just so emotional.
Yeah,
it's like, wow, I'm right there.
Oh, mate, it's the first one of 2026. And, you know, I think my after being on holidays, you know, your resilience builds up and then it slowly chips away over holidays and then they go back to school and you're back in sort of back in the swing of things. Mm. But it's time for me to present to you some kid songs. Well, I don't need to beep it because I've already said it, haven't I?
Look, no, just keep beeping it. But I will admit, some of the songs that you've shown me have been amazing.
Yeah,
over the
Spinning
Journey.
Cat,
the Spinning Cat.
One. You love that one.
I love that. Right. But other ones, yes, have been terrible. So okay. What are your kids loving at the moment?
Okay, well, I'm going to play something for you and then I'm going to give you the context around it, okay?
Right.
So this is what is on the highest of high rotations in my car at the moment and it's absolutely just breaking my brain.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Where's my tiki naki scone? Can't believe you ate them all. Why not left any for me?
No, they went...
Okay, so just so you know, that
what is going on?
An actual song on actual Spotify that is in high rotation with my kids. The artist is Baby Yoda.
Right.
So that high-pitched voice is Yoda, Baby Yoda.
It's not, but that's okay.
Right? He is obsessed with chicken nuggets. So he's got a whole catalogue of songs about chicken nuggets. And Mendo Mando that he's talking to is the Mandalorian.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Mendo, Mendo.
Oh, my God.
Chicken nuggets gone?
I thought it said you stole my cheeky monkeys.
No, chicken nuggets.
Oh, my chicken nuggets.
You promised that you saved me some and you've left nothing for me?
Okay, you don't need it. That's great. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
I feel like initially a bit confronting, but I feel like I could get around that one.
Well, okay. So there are other hits like the Happy Birthday version of the song. So low for kids' entertainment, mate. We are on. We're in the wrong game.
Why don't we do this?
I think this is what we sound like.
Oh, wow, they've got the long notes.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday. Now let's blow the candles.
Oh, nah.
Make a wish.
Okay.
Look at
so good, right? So, and by good, I mean atrocious, just awful, appalling. But some of their other hits include Chicky Nuggies, Very Yummy, Chicky Nuggies, Halloween Nuggies, Chicky Nuggies Pizza, Riding the Chicky Nuggy Train, Chicky Nuggies Over the Rainbow, that's a good one.
Oh, my God, enough.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, but with chicken nuggets.
Okay, but they're not really singing about chicken nuggets now. It's kind of like chicken nuggets do happy birthday. So are they the nuggets that are singing happy birthday?
In the film clip, there are the nuggets have little faces
on.
Wow,
I've got so many questions. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty high on your rotation.
Oh, it's huge on my rotation. And I am literally, if I had hair, I'd be tearing it out. Anyway, that's what's killing me. Softly. Shit kid songs.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Now, I'm keeping this vague because, you know, I love everyone, okay? But the other day, Jimmy went to go get a beer somewhere, okay? I'm not going to tell you where.
Great choice.
Yeah. And he was waiting for, he had to wait in a place for an hour or so and thought, you know what? I'm going to go for a walk. I might grab myself a beer.
Yeah.
Right? So he's gone for a walk and he's got himself a beer and
Is he walking and beering or is he walking to the beer and then sitting down? Because you're not really supposed to walk.
No, walk to the venue, get a beer, sit down, waste some time before you have to go and...
Yep.
Glad we got bogged down in it.
Done that. I was painting a picture.
No,
I'm just getting in my head.
No, it's good.
Thinking about the beer.
So he went to a place.
Yes.
Walked into the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I'll have a beer.
Yeah.
And they said, that'll be $6. And he's like, sweet.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, do you have cash? Like, are you happy for me to throw you a 10 for that? And they said, yeah, no dramas.
Yeah.
right? So he gave him a $10 note.
Yeah.
And they gave him back.
Yeah.
A $2 coin.
Yeah.
Two 10-cent coins.
Yeah.
And the rest in 5 cents.
What?
Yeah.
$1.80 worth of...
$1.80 worth of 5 cent coins. That is 36 5-cent coins. And they were just counting them out.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you know what? That's fine. You just keep it. You keep it. Just give me the $2. That's fine. Yeah, you keep the rest of it, right?
Yeah. I'll pay $8 for this $6
beer. And I said, I need information. Was there any type of, yeah, we can definitely do that, but we've only got 5 cents? Or was there a face like, oh, man, look, this is all we've got, counting it out? And he's like, nah, straight bat. Yeah, we can do that. Straight bat, counting out the 5 cents.
What is happening?
And I'm just like, that's not, I overthink things, but I'm not overthinking that, am I?
No.
Like, you should make a big deal of it and be like, oh,
hey,
look, this is the situation we find ourselves in.
36 5 cent coins.
Are we?
That's
is that
notable?
Normal?
That's notable. That seems like at least an eyebrow raise. Sort
right?
Of, yeah.
You need.
Yeah, like, there's a few here.
I would expect some type of facial interaction, if not verbal, to be like, this is a weird situation we find ourselves in. Thank you. Because I thought it was just me that was requiring that from an establishment's face.
No, that's. That is completely reasonable.
Thank you.
As an expectation. He must have been the only person that week who'd used cash.
Well, I mean, look, cash is king. I want to keep it alive. But I understand that everyone's tapping and, you know, businesses are like, hey, we've got to have cash, but also it's hard. And I get that. And that's no dramas because he said, can I, with a 10, and this person said, sure. But I don't think you can say sure with a neutral face when you're giving back a $2 coin, two 10 cents, and 36 5-cent coins.
Oh, my God.
Back.
Oh, I cannot wait to start these ads and find out exactly the place that you are talking about off air.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
We've got a hot take, right? This guy that does this on TikTok, on the New York subway, he asks people their hot take and he either agrees 100% or 100% disagrees with what they say. Mine is loud sneezes are a choice. I really hate when people just do the full, and you can hear it 3 streets away. I would love to do that, but I don't. Because I modify my behaviour for others.
Okay.
And loud sneezing
that seems,
is one of those things that can be modified.
That seems healthy for your sort of mental state, your mental health. To
mate,
modify
social
your
awareness
behavior.
Is at 100.
Yeah.
Okay?
I do think that much like people, every sneeze is different. You know, it's like a snowflake. And just like everybody's body is beautiful in their own different way, you know, so is the volume of their sneeze.
No, it's definitely a choice. 100%. Let's go to the phones. 52-232-955. Holly from Armstrong Creek. Do you like my hot take? Do you agree that loud sneezes are a choice?
Yeah, I agree with you. They are a choice. There's no need for an obnoxious true. Like, it drives me crazy. My 6-month-old baby, she's actually petrified of loud sneezes.
Oh,
so if anyone does it, she cries.
Oh, baby.
I do too, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've just modified my crying to not make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, my other children as well, they hate it. They always like jump.
It's the worst.
Sorry, Holly, just to be so when you're sneezing in the moment, you are controlling the volume of said sneeze.
I literally, like, try and hold it because she cries.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
See,
yeah, okay.
That's a good person right there.
Right.
High social awareness, right. Holly. That's what we call her.
Rach in Manifold Heights, do you think the loud sneeze is a choice?
Look, I think it depends on how much notice that you get that the sneeze is coming.
Yeah.
No, you so can't you sit on the fence, little... Rachel.
Sometimes you get the little tickle and you can sort of feel it and you've got a moment to prepare and hold back. And then other times it just goes bam, sneeze.
Mm.
Can I ask you a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Are you an open mouth sneezer?
No.
Okay.
No, there we go.
She giggled, so
okay.
I don't know. I think she felt she was going to get judged.
That's disgusting.
Because some people say that about open mouth sneezing, which we're not going to get bogged down in.
It's like
that they don't get enough, that you don't get enough... You know, warning. And so I'm going to open mouth seas. No, not acceptable. Control yourself.
Control yourself. Do you agree, Becky, from Lara? Is the loud sneeze a choice, or can you just can people not control it?
Definitely a choice.
Thank you.
I think people just over-dramatise it.
Me too.
Is there anything wrong with a bit of razzle-dazzle, though?
No, I love razzle-dazzle.
That's showbiz, baby.
It is. But anything that makes you go, ah! Around people.
Yeah.
If your razzle-dazzle makes people go, ha!
Yeah, freaks people
out. It's not cool.
Okay. Joe's in Marshall. Joe, wrap this up for us, mate. Is the loud sneeze a choice?
Well, I'm going to go against everyone and say it's not, because I'm a loud sneezer and I always hear other people do their little petite cute sneezes and I wish I could sneeze like that.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Joe.
Be better, Joe.
Hey.
Get help.
No judgment here, Joe. We've also had a text message from Marie in our promotions department saying,
I'm talking to you directly, Marie.
I feel attacked by this sneezing talk topic.
It is you. That's who we're talking about. You've outed yourself.
I'm three offices down and I can hear every single time she sneezes.
Good morning. Who's this?
It's Marie.
Oh.
It's your work colleague who you're attacking.
Oh, well, hello, Marie. I stand by what I... Normally, I don't do front stuff, but I stand by what I say. Loud sneezing is a choice, and you are the worst offender in the office.
Okay. Can I tell you, if I don't loud sneeze, it implodes on the inside. Like, it literally backfires, like a car backfires. Exactly the same.
I
have to let it out.
It's flying out one end or the other. Is that what you're saying, Marie?
Oh.
Well, do you want to find out?
No.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.